Friday night. We start the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch missing inside for ball one. Luis Angel Acuna with a two-run triple in the bottom of the third. That's the difference. Frisco 2-0 over the Mission. Spread for the 1-0. Fastball that just misses high and in. Two balls, no strikes. 3-4-5 due up for San Antonio to begin the fourth. Yorman Rodriguez, the first man in. The 2-0 pitch. Skied in the air up the left field line. Long run for Foscue. Ornelas coming over, and it drops just in front of the wall. Long run for Foscue and Ornelas, with Biggers joining them in foul grounds. They might have had room, certainly had room to make a play on that ball, but it drops in front of all three of them. 2-1 to Rodriguez, who is the first base runner for San Antonio tonight, albeit reaching on an error. Grounded the second pitch he saw from Bradford on a slow roller to Foscue at third. On the second hop, Foscue staying back on it, and a bounce into his glove. Throw to first was a little bit offline, and it pulled Krim off the bag. 2-1. Breaking ball missing outside. Three balls and a strike. Just the second three-ball strike tonight for Bradford. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, and the count's now full at three balls and two strikes. Had a full count back to begin the second inning when Juan Fernandez grounded out. Bradford now with Rodriguez, an average of 292 on the year, standing in with a loaded count. Bradford, three innings entering this fourth on 39 pitches, 31 strikes, and he looks to keep on trucking. Ready with the 3-2 pitch. Drive into center field. Strom retreating and stops and makes a catch. 102 off the bat from Yorman Rodriguez. And a sharp lineout for his first out in the fourth inning. One gone for the designated hitter, Webster Rivas, a strikeout victim by Bradford back in the first. His first swinging strikeout of the night coming from Rivas, who now stands in. Bradford ready for the first pitch. In the air, shallow right side of the infield as Krim makes his way over and makes the catch. After a six-pitch AB, Bradford bouncing back with a one-pitch pop-out. And there's two gone. That's the eighth at-bat for Cody Bradford tonight that have been settled on three pitches or less. Only one of them resulting in a hit. That was Domingo Leyba back in the third inning. Bradford lefty righty to Fernandez, the first pitch. Rings in a strike, 0-1. Felt like San Antonio was getting a little bit more urgent at the plate in the third inning as Domingo Leyba reached on a base hit, 0-1. In the air, right side of the infield, long run for Krim as that ball will make its way into the Mission's dugout. It's 0-2. Tirso Ornelas on the first pitch he saw with Leyba at first. A long drive, about 376 feet out to right center field. And that ball was caught. No balls, two strikes to Fernandez. Bradford ready. Kicks and throws. In the air again, right side. Procession gives it a run, but one headed for the seats, and it's still 0-2. Love the Twitter account of Would It Dong. Would It Dong at other major league ballparks. That one, 376 feet, 100 off the bat. Riders Field is pretty deep, especially in the alleys, and I think in the Texas League that one would dong a lot of other places. Bradford's 0-2, just missing the zone, and it's now 1-2.
It's one of the unique things about baseball. You get cool parks and balls that would fly out in other places.
1-2. Popped in the air. And this one behind home plate. Procession mask off. Running it right up to the wall. And another ball fouled away by Fernandez. The third of the at-bat. Still 1-2.
And that's why, you know, a lot of times when you look at splits in any sports, when it comes to home and away splits, a lot of times you're thinking about the crowd factor of it for most sports. Well, with baseball, for pitching and hitting, you have to think about the dimensions of the ballpark.
Bradford, the 1-2. Down and blocked by Procession. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
And for the most part, Riders Field is played as an offensive-friendly park, especially when the wind's blowing out. Remember the first 2 months of the season?
Oh, my gosh.
It was like balls were launching out of here.
That was nuts. We regularly had, like, 15-plus wins. 2-2 in the air, third base side, and another ball fouled away. That one towards the masses. The last couple have been sprayed around either the Mission dugout or behind home plate. Always a large congregation up the third base line in front of the Frisco bullpen. That's right where that one went. Those are about 10, 12 rows from there, the bullpen to the field. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him reaching. Bradford, his fifth strikeout of the night. And that's how he ends his fourth inning of work. A long at-bat to Juan Fernandez. Another one. The third baseman saw 8 pitches back in the second. This time, Bradford gets him via the strikeout. 5 tonight for Cody Bradford, and that'll do it for the top of the fourth. Frisco back to the plate in front, 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Reach the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue standing tall from the right side. The man to lead off the bottom of the fourth. In the first pitch. Breaking ball that dots the zone. And it's 0-1. Second at bat tonight for Justin Foscue. Frisco sending 4-5-6 in the bottom of the fourth. Noel Vella, a nod from the southpaw, his 0-1. Breaking ball tugged foul up the third base side. 103 on a burner off the bat from Foscue, and it's quickly 0-2. Vella, through 2 innings, had 6 up, 6 down, and got Jax Biggers to line out to right field to begin the third, but Frisco 2 runs on 2 hits. RBI triple from Luis Angel Acuna. 0-2 to Foscue. Swing and a miss, strike 3, got him. There's the third punch out of the night for Noel Vella. He sat down the leadoff man in every inning tonight. Now here comes Kellen Strom. Frisco leading 2-0. It's been tight ball games against San Antonio this week. That was not the case when Frisco visited the Wolf right after Stars and Stripes weekend. Lefty-righty to Kellen Strom, the pitch. Got him on the inside edge of the zone. And a taken strike. It's 0-1. Frisco began that series outscoring San Antonio, again, on the road, big time. The 0-1, swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. The two games combined, out of the gate, 21-1. Frisco won 11-0 and 10-1 on the first two nights of the series at the Wolf. Bella, the 0-2, down and blocked behind the plate. Strom now sitting 1 ball, 2 strikes with 1 gone. Base is clear. Bottom of the fourth. San Antonio bounced back 2-1 on Thursday night, but then Frisco 10-7 the next night, 6-0 the night after that. Vela the wind, the 1-2. Tapper off home plate and a roller that goes foul. Count remains 1-2. Frisco, that 6-0 win on July 9th on Saturday, that stood as their most recent shutout victory for a long time until their win this week, 3-0, again over San Antonio. Back in early July, that was shutout number 8. And this recent one on the 10th of August was number 9. The 1-2. Just missing. Little high to Strom, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders at that point in the season, though, were churning out the shutout wins. 2-2 pitch. Down and away. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Kellen Strom with the designated hitter David Garcia awaiting on deck. For Frisco, that was their 4th shutout win in their last 8 games that stretch from July 1st to July 9th. The 3-2, sprayed in the air, foul. Strom shoots one over the Mission's dugout, right side of the seats, and the count remains full. That was fresh off of Owen White joining Frisco's rotation. Came home and got the win in a 5-0 victory over Corpus Christi in his Riders Field debut. Vela the 3-2. Tapper again, foul by Strom, battling with one out in the bottom of the 4th. Strom just 3 pitches in his first at-bat in the 2nd inning. Had a tough ground ball up the middle that looked like it was destined for shallow center. But Leyba, the second baseman, got to it. 3-2 again. High and outside, ball 4. First time on base tonight for Kellen Strom. 9 pitch at-bat results in the 2nd walk allowed by Noel Vela tonight. And a one-out base runner for the switch hitter, David Garcia.
And if there's a plate appearance that describes the kind of hitter that Strom has been this season, it's that one. Starts 0-2, fouls off 3 pitches with 2 strikes. Works his way back full and earns a walk. It's his 49th walk of the year, team high, and he has just been incredible getting on base all season long.
Sets up David Garcia as Vela will be working from the stretch. The pitch outside, the throw to first and Strom back. 1-0 to Garcia. Siegel, a quick trigger to fire down to first base. Crazy thing about Kellen Strom, as you mentioned, how many walks he's drawn this year with only 4 swipe bags. Probably one of the speedier dudes on the team for Frisco. 1-0 pitch. Hard hit ground ball through the hole and into left field for a base hit. Strom takes a turn at second. He's there standing. And David Garcia with the 3rd hit of the night for Frisco. His 1st of the ball game. And now 2 aboard with only 1 out. Jax Biggers is next.
What a good piece of hitting by Garcia. Got a fastball down and inside. It was actually off the plate inside. Able to pull his hands towards his body, get the barrel to it, and ram it on the ground through the left side. It's a really good piece of hitting from a guy who's struggled at times from the right side of the plate as a switch hitter. So really good to see him pick up that base hit.
Sets up a lefty-lefty matchup on Biggers, who we mentioned really pulled one back in the 3rd inning to right. First pitch to him. Again pulled to right field. That drops fair and rolls towards the corner. Strom around 3rd. He'll come in to score. Garcia getting the stop sign at 3rd. RBI double for Jax Biggers. Back-to-back hits for Frisco, and it's 3-0 Riders in the bottom of the 4th inning. 98 off the bat of Biggers, and he continues to see it well.
Right on cue, Chris. You called it down the right field line. That's what Jax has done well recently. And while he may not have the home run power, he's been ringing in the doubles so far, his 13th in a Riders uniform this year.
Second and 3rd for Frisco as Biggers able to keep them moving. The last 3 have reached base and the infield now creeping towards the cut of the grass. Josh Stowers in. Kicks the first pitch from Vela. Missing outside. 1 ball, no strikes. lefty-righty matchup for Stowers as he walked back in the third and was one of two runs to come in for the Riders as they got on the scoreboard first. Vela the 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's now 1-1. 92-mile-an-hour fastball that sat in the middle of the zone. San Antonio with nobody throwing, but the bullpen starting to get active. Lefty-righty matchup and an even count to Josh Stowers, the pitch. Inside at the hands, a tight miss of the zone. It's now 2-1. Garcia at third, Biggers at second. And if Stowers puts one in the right spot, both could come in. Only one out in a 3-0 ball game for Frisco out in front out of the gate. Vela's pitch home. Tap back to the screen. Evened up count to Josh Stowers. It's 2-2. Golf night at Riders Field. PGA Frisco, which recently opened up, and we've heard great things about the facilities. Lefty ready to Josh Stowers and an even count. The 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball down at 81 from Noel Vela. No better time for him to pick up his fourth punch out of the night. There's two gone. Catcher Jordan Procession is next. The southpaw Vela making his AA debut, climbing the organizational ladder after being held to high A or none higher since 2017. A lot of AZL action in the first couple of years since being drafted. Lefty to Procession. Swing and a miss on the first offer. 79 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Vela Lake Elsinore finished out with Fort Wayne a few years ago in 2019, and then 2021, all of them in Fort Wayne. Garcia stands at third, Biggers at second. And Jordan Procession ready as the infield back to its standard adjustment. Vela the 0-1. Breaking ball, chopper right side. Leyva has it. Deep in the hole, sets and throws to first. And that'll do it. Frisco with one run in the bottom of the fourth inning on an RBI double from Jax Biggers, but they do strand two in scoring position. Another run for Frisco. It's 3-0 Rough Riders on Friday night. We kick it to the fifth. Zach Bigley back with you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford continues to roll things along as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Five strikeouts through four shutout frames, just one hit allowed for Cody Bradford. 3-0 Rough Riders. Connor Kaiser, Matthew Acosta, Ripken Reyes, the 3-2 up for San Antonio in this fifth inning. Rough Riders out hitting San Antonio 4-1, along with outscoring them 3-0. First pitch. Kaiser, the right-handed batter, takes a strike from the left-handed throwing Bradford, and it's 0-1. Connor Kaiser tried to lay down a bunt on the third baseline in the second. The pitch shuttles across the inside corner, knee level for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. And Justin Foscue able to charge in and make a barehanded play onto first to get him. 0-2. Ring him up, strike three swinging, got him upstairs. And Cody Bradford has his sixth strikeout. One away here in the fifth, and Matthew Acosta stands in. Climb the ladder, top shelf with the fastball. And Cody Bradford has six strikeouts, this one on three pitches. Offering in, a swing and a miss by Acosta, and it's 0-1. Acosta went down swinging himself back in the second inning. It was strikeout victim number three for Cody. 0-1. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes a high strike. 0-2. Cody Bradford just pouring in the strikes with all of his pitches. He winds back in the 0-2. Just high and inside. Didn't miss by much with a fastball, and it's 1-2. 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Cody working on 61 pitches as we go in the fifth. 1-2. Just low. And it's 2-2. We've seen this at times where Bradford, who likes to go very fast in general, will get into a groove and just go hyper speed. That's where he's in right now. He winds back in the 2-2. Fouled off the fist. Left side. 2-2. They had a tough start at Springfield, allowing 5 runs in 4 1/3. Part of that a 3-run home run 2 starts ago. He peels here, 2-2. Slider, strike three called. Got him in the knees of the outside corner. Cody Bradford with strikeout number 7. 2 gone in the 5th, and here's Ripken Reyes. Just a perfectly located pitch. Outside corner right at the knees. Bradford with 7 Ks. And he goes to work against Ripken Reyes. His season high 11. He winds and deals. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Krim angling into foul territory from first. And he runs out of room. Hits off the very top of the front row. And one hop into the bullpen for San Antonio. Nice play by Mason Fox. He tips his cap to the fans in the stands and asks who wants a free baseball. 0-1 to Reyes. Bradford's 11 strikeouts came against Midland here at home on June 17th in 5 1/3 innings. His career high is 14. Did that last year at High A in Asheville. 0-1. Way off the outside corner. One of the bad misses, few bad misses from Cody Bradford. It's 1-1. Former sixth rounder back in 2019 looks in with his shoulders square to the first base side, back into his windup in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him with a changeup, and he's ahead 1-2. A changeup to the right-hand batters. It's been very effective tonight. Bradford, 6 shutout innings, his last time out against these missions. He's working in 4 2/3 shutout. The 1-2. Broken bat liner out to the middle of the infield. Barehanded attempt by Ornelas, a throw onto first, and the shortstop can't get him. Infield single for Ripken Reyes, just the second hit tonight for San Antonio. Good fastball inside. It shattered his bat right on the handle. And it was a looping line drive just over Bradford to his right. Ornelas from short came in barehanded. That was his only attempt. And he couldn't get Reyes. So the 8-hole hitter aboard. Chandler Siegel makes his way to the plate. Another right-handed batter against Bradford. Left-hander ready from the stretch. He fires. Just outside with a changeup. One ball, no strikes. Two hits now for San Antonio. The Rough Riders held the Missions in game two of this series to two hits as well. Bradford from the stretch. The 1-0. High and off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. It was a game in which the Rough Riders pitched their ninth shutout win of the year. 3-0. Two oh. Fouled back. 2-1. Last night the Rough Riders fell 5-3, and the Missions only had five hits. But Frisco helped him out with eight walks. And out of the five runs that came across to score, four of them reached via base on balls last night. Bradford has not walked anybody tonight. He throws a lob over to first, and Reyes is back in with a step and a dive. Reyes, 4-for-7 in steals this year. He takes his lead. Bradford ready from the stretch with two outs, 3-0 Rough Riders in the fifth. He delivers. There's a line drive hit well to left field. Biggers started in. Now going back. Jumps up. Makes the catch. Line out to left. Ends things in the fifth inning. No runs. A hit. No errors. One runner left on base. Two strikeouts for Cody Bradford. And another strong inning. We go to the home half of the fifth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 3 and the Missions nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Noel Vella back out for another inning of work as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders a 3-0 advantage over San Antonio. Game four of this six-game set, and the final time the Rough Riders will see San Antonio in the regular season this year. Frisco playing the Missions 24 times head-to-head. Rough Riders are 14-7 so far through the first 21 matchups against them. The only time they would see them again is in the playoffs, as San Antonio won the first half. The Rough Riders, if they win the second half in the South, they will meet with them for the first round of the postseason. Jonathan Ornelas starts it off at the top of the Riders' card in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's the one back in the pitch. Inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. So plenty to play for down the stretch. Hard to believe we have 33 games remaining in the season. Offering in a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. Ornelas 1-for-2 with a single back in the third. Midland Rockhounds, the team the chase, or the Rough Riders are chasing, I should say. The pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls, one strike. Midland currently leading Tulsa 3-2. They're in the top of the fifth inning at One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Keep an eye on those games, of course, as we go forward. 2-1 toss. Swing and a miss, 2-2. The changeup from Vella.
Always keep an eye on the other division opponents, like Amarillo, currently losing to Springfield 5-1. Vela back into his wind, the 2-2 toss. Just off the outside corner and misses. 3-2. Currently, Wichita is leading the North in the Texas League. Tulsa was the playoff team, winning the first half. They're looking forward to their opponent. Tulsa, a 3-game lead over Springfield in the Texas League North. They're 22-14, second-best record, just behind Midland in the league. Payoff pitch. Chopper, third base side. That one trickles foul. Still 3-2 on the Riders' shortstop. 3-0 Frisco, bottom five. Rough Riders do not play Midland the rest of the year. They go down to Corpus Christi next week, and then they'll have Wichita here at home for a really tough test. 3-2 again. Fought off the hands, foul back behind home. Still 3-2. Really looking forward to what should be a good series here at home against Wichita. Rough Riders lost 4 of 6 in Wichita, their only trip up north there this season. Payoff pitch on the way. Low off the outside corner, ball 4. So Ornelas picks up a walk to start things in the fifth. Just the second walk from Vela. Luis Angel Acuna takes his turn. A 2-run triple back in the third inning, providing 2 of the 3 Rough Riders runs so far in their 3-run lead. It was a hard line drive right to center field. Vela from the stretch, and he fires over to first. Ornelas back in on his feet. The center fielder, Matthew Acosta, came in. Looked like he had a beat on it, ready to end the inning. And then at the last second, took a couple hard steps back, and it was over his head. First pitch, Acuna grounds it foul back behind home. And it's 0-1. And it went over Acosta all the way to the wall, where Acuna was able to coast into third. A 2-run triple. Vela ready from the stretch. 0-1. Eyeing away, back pick down to first, not in time. Ball and a strike. 3 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error for the Rough Riders. San Antonio, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors tonight. 1-1. Acuna fouls it back. 1-2. A very free swinger. Acuna always in attack mode at the plate. Gotten off to a slow start so far here with the Rough Riders, but when he runs into a ball, it goes a long, long way. Here's the stretch. 1-2. There's a line drive, tagged out to left center field. Ornelas going back. It's over his head and off the wall. Ornelas around second. He's getting waved around third. No relay to the plate. RBI double for Luis Angel Acuna, his third RBI of the night, and the Rough Riders lead 4-0. I got a slider hanging right in the middle of the plate and launched it to left center field. Ornelas came in to score easily from first base with his speed, and the Rough Riders extend their lead to 4-0. Two extra base hits in this ballgame for Acuna. There's Blaine Krim now. Krim 0-2. That was 1-0-2 off the bat from Acuna on a hard liner. Vela from the stretch. He delivers. High off the outside corner. 1-0. 82 pitches now for Vela. And there is action out in the bullpen for San Antonio. Mason Fox has started to loosen. 1-0.
just low. Two balls, no strikes. Grimm, a strikeout and a pop out in his two trips. Just 2-for-11 in the series, but he has really hit well recently. 2-0. Hard chopper up the middle, speared by Vela, and he has Acuna hung out to dry in between second and third. Tries to run him back to second, and now Acuna making his way to third. Grimm, the trail runner, up to second, and Acuna just run back to the second base bag, tagged out by Fernandez. And there's the first out of the inning. So Acuna out 1-4-5 on the fielder's choice, and Blaine Grimm down to second base. Grimm hit it hard right back to the hill, but Vela able to nab it just up and off to his right. And then Acuna took too big of a secondary lean, and he's tagged out. Grimm essentially trades places with him for one out. Here's Justin Foscue. 4-0 Rough Riders, home half of the fifth. The pitch home. Catches the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Foscue 0-2. Hammered a ball back in the second, right at the left fielder, Tirso Ornelas. 0-1. Rammed foul left side into the Riders bullpen. Watch out. And a bunch of guys scattering all over the place. 0-2. Foscue's been down in the count in every single at-bat so far. 0-1, 0-2, and now 0-2 again. Vela delivers. This is down in the dirt. Siegel able to block. 1-2. Foscue's been hitting really well recently, along with Grimm. Grimm over his last 11 games, hitting .357. Foscue over that same stretch, 11 games, hitting .400. 5 homers and 16 RBIs in his last 11 contests. Vela readies. 1-2. Way outside, 2-2. Foscue even at the count at 2-2. Big alley in left center field for him to the pole side. 2-2. He swings, grounds it left side, pass to diving Fernandez into left. Grimm up to third. He gets stopped right there. And Foscue continues to hit. Runners on the corners. One out now for the Rough Riders. And here's Kellen Strom. Another hard ground ball. Fernandez, the third baseman, dove off to his left, and it was just out of his reach, and that brings Philip Wellman out of the dugout, the manager for San Antonio, and he is going to make the pitching change. Mason Fox ready to come out of the bullpen for San Antonio. The Double-A debut is done for Noel Vela. He strands a couple runners on the base paths as he exits in a 4-0 deficit. Rough Riders up. And up big with Kellen Strom looking to add on to that one out here in the fifth inning. We step aside, return to Riders Field after this. The Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end? Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pitching change for San Antonio. Mason Fox replaces Noel Vella. And Kellen Strom, the first man to face the new right-hander, out on the mound. Runners on the corners. Riders lead 4-0, one out here in the fifth. The pitch. Outside and a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Mason Fox, 6'2", 170-pound, 25-year-old out of Canton, North Carolina. 1-0 pitch. Strom takes high, 2 balls, no strikes. I've seen Mason Fox plenty over the last 2 years. It's been a tough go for him so far in San Antonio this year. 6.52 ERA in 26 outings. 2-0. Swinging a foul back into the glove of Siegel, and the count goes to 2-1. Really strong trip to the plate for Kellen Strom back in the fourth. Was down 0-2, fouled off 3 pitches with 2 strikes, and then worked a walk. 2-1. Flicked foul right side, 2-2. Chance for the Rough Riders to tack on to their 4-0 lead. Grimm at third, Foscue at first. 2-2. High with a breaking ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Kellen Strom. Strom hitting 287 on the year. Right-hander's pitch. Breaking ball, strike 3 called, got him on the inside edge. Fox comes in, strikes out Strom. 2 outs in the inning, and here's David Garcia. Garcia, a single from the right side of the plate in the fourth inning. Flips around, bats from the left side. Near the fifth. Two outs, the infield goes back. Frisco, a 4-0 advantage. Fox ready from the stretch, and he deals home. Low and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. Fox in 38 and two-thirds innings this year, 34 strikeouts, but he's also walked 23. Opponents hitting 270 against him. That command has been one of the bigger things. The pitch. Flutters across the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Fox had a couple poor outings towards the end of July that really inflated that ERA. 1-1. Chopper right side of the infield. Leyba lays out for it. Can't get it. It's into right. Grimm comes in to score from third, and the Riders increase their lead to 5-0. David Garcia with an RBI single to the right side. And the Rough Riders lead by 5. Foscue up to second. 2-hit day, one from each side for David Garcia. That's awesome to see. There's Jax Biggers. Garcia, you've just been waiting for him to break out. While they haven't been the hardest hit base hits necessarily, sometimes you just need to see those results. There's Jax Biggers now, an RBI double his last time up. 5-0 Rough Riders, bottom 5. Fox looks back towards second, deals. Inside and low. Blocked by Siegel, 1 ball, no strikes. Biggers attacking the first pitch in the fourth. hit the ball hard in the third as well, lining out to right field. 1-0. He hits it off the end of the bat, a squibber to the left side of the infield. Shortstop Kaiser has it. Long throw to first. Not in time. He beat it. Infield single for Jax Biggers. Base is loaded for the Rough Riders as Foskey goes to third. David Garcia to second. And the Rough Riders have him loaded with two outs for Stowers. Chance to really blow this ball game open. 5-0 already. Stowers a walk and a run scored back in the third. Struck out in the fifth. Stretch by Fox. Offering in. Fouled back. Just caught a piece on a breaking ball. Slider from Fox. Rough Riders do have three grand slams this year. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Check swing, strike. Bottom of the zone with a fastball in 94, 0-2. Should say four grand slams this year. Dustin Harris, two from Justin Foskey, and Luis Angel Acuna with the other. Fox ready from the stretch. 0-2. Hard line drive past the third baseman, Juan Fernandez, down the left side. Foskey in to score. Garcia right behind him from second. Stowers slides into second with a two-run double. Rough Riders have blown this baby open. It's 7-0 Frisco. It was a hard line drive right at Juan Fernandez at third, and he tried to use his body off to his left to get in front of it and just missed it completely. And Josh Stowers picks up a couple RBIs on a two-run double on an 0-2 pitch. So Noel Vella now has his line finalized as he allows six runs over four and a third in his Double-A debut. Here's Jordan Procession, the ninth man up in the inning for Frisco. Fox delivers. Slider outside, one ball, no strikes. Runners at second and third now for the Rough Riders as well. Four runs in the inning, the pitch. Upper edge outside corner with a slider for a strike. One ball and one strike on Procession. 7-0 Rough Riders. One. Rip and a miss. 1-2. Procession 0-2, but he lined a ball to right field and hit very well in the third. Unfortunately, right at Ripken Reyes. Pitch home. Bounces down in the dirt. What a block by Chandler Siegel. Two balls, two strikes. He saved a run right there on a ball that bounced in front of the plate. It just came up and caught him on the chest protector on the left shoulder. Nearly got over him. Run-saving play. Fox ready from the stretch. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went off the outside corner with a changeup, and he strikes out Procession. Side comes to a close, but not before the Rough Riders explode for four runs on 5 hits. No errors, two left on. Big inning for the Rough Riders, sending 9 to the plate, and they lead 7-0 as we go to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back to the mound in the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders with four runs across in the home half of the fifth. They lead 7-0. And Bradford faces the top third of the card in the sixth. Domingo Leyba, the first man, first pitch. Rides high and inside with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Leyba, Ornelas, and Rodriguez. Bradford working on 7 strikeouts. The 1-0. One's down the heart of the plate for a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. 7 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error for the Rough Riders. 1-1. Fouled back. 1-2. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for San Antonio. Bradford's only allowed the 2 hits, an infield single for Ripken Reyes to the shortstop Ornelas in the fifth. And a single to left field by this man, Domingo Leyba. Leyba, an over 300 hitter head-to-head against the Rough Riders. 283 hitter on the year, the pitch. He rams it high in the air and shallow into left field. Ornelas, the shortstop, back on it, and he makes the catch two-handed. One out in the sixth, and here's Tirso Ornelas. Cody Bradford, for a left-hander, has much better splits against right-handers than he does lefties. Pitch home. Misses low, and it's 1-0. Call that reverse splits. Right-hander is hitting .235 against him this year. He peels back in the 1-0. Fouled away, left side, and the count evens at 1-1. While left-handers are hitting an astounding .384 against Cody Bradford this year. Faces the left-hander here. Wind back in the 1-1. Catches the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Interestingly enough, I don't think it really means anything, but both of the guys who have hits against him tonight, Leyba and Reyes, are both switch hitters. 1-2. High off the outside corner, 2-2. Both hitting from the right side. He's retired all the lefties that he's seen so far tonight. 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Low and away with a breaking ball. 8 strikeouts for Cody Bradford. Cody Bradford pouring in one of his better starts we've seen all season. Nasty breaking pitch low and outside. Eight strikeouts through 5 2/3. Here's Yorman Rodriguez. One back in the pitch. Outside. 1-0. Rodriguez, the first man to reach for either team tonight. Reached on an error back in the first. 1-0. Comes across right down the heart of the plate. Breaking ball for a strike. 1-1. Bradford has his sign. He winds in the 1-1 pitch. Popped up right side and shallow. Stowers coming in. It's Acuna, the second baseman, who makes the call. And he puts it away for the final out of the sixth inning.
Another 1-2-3 frame for Cody Bradford. He continues to mow through this order, and he's retired a grand total of 11 out of his last 12 that he's seen. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, 7-0. Rough Riders in charge, and this one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
Just like the Rough Riders did in the bottom half of the fifth, as we go into the bottom of the sixth, Jonathan Ornelas starts things off. Rough Riders sent 9 to the plate in the fifth inning. Mason Fox back on the hill, first pitch. Fastball, fouled away, back behind home. 0-1. 9 to the plate, 4 runs on 5 hits. And Frisco out in front, 7-0 tonight. 0-1. Ornelas sends it in the air, foul right side, 0-2. Johnny began that inning with a walk. Luis Angel Acuña then doubled him home. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Just high of the zone, 1-2. And the big RBI hits. RBI single, David Garcia, and a 2-run double by Josh Stowers. 1-2 toss. High and away, 2-2. The Rough Riders exploding on the offensive side tonight. Their highest run output of this series. And their highest run output since they won 11-2 against the Saudis. The pitch fouled off the mask of the home plate umpire, Tanner Dobson. And it's still 2-2. He's all right. That was back on Saturday, an 11-2 victory for the Rough Riders. Funny enough, that was a monster game by Luis Angel Acuña with a grand slam. And he has 3 RBIs tonight. He's doubled and tripled tonight. He's on deck. 2-2 on Ornelas. Pitch home. He swings, lines it to right center field, hit fairly well. Reyes back on it. He's under it to make the catch. Just able to run it down. And there's one out here in the sixth. Well, Acuña with a double and the triple. He's knocked in 3 runs. His triple was a line drive right at Matthew Acosta. Center fielder, and it went over his head on a poor judgment read. His double, a line shot to left center. Pitch home. Check swing. He went around for the strike. 0-1 on the slider away. I'm mentioning that Acuña is a very free swinger. And a guy who goes up there in constant attack mode. 0-1. away, and it's now one ball and one strike. Well, even with that being said, he's still walked a ton with High A Hickory this year. In 54 games, he walked 34 times. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch off the outside corner, 1-2. He hit .317 with a .417 on base percentage. That'll play. 1-2 pitch. He swings, lines it to right center field, and that one's down. Reyes cuts it off in the gap and fires it in. Acuna singles, and he is a home run away from the cycle. Seven nothing Rough Riders. Runner at first, one out, and here's Blaine Crim. There has never been a cycle in Frisco Rough Riders history. And Acuna here in the sixth inning has a chance with a home run for the cycle. Blaine Crim steps to the plate now. Runner aboard, one out. The pitch. He swings, fouls it away, right side. 0-1. Crim 0-3. Reached on a fielder's choice and scored a run back in the fifth. Fox ready from the stretch. He delivers. Crim swings, flies it into shallow right center field. Second baseman Leyba going back into a back pedal. Waves a fair catch signal and makes the catch. Two down for Foscue. Foscue a single into left field back in the fifth. He's 1-3. 292 hitter on the year. Leads the team in OPS among those who have played at least 50 games with an .861 mark. Stretch in the first pitch. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders lead by a touchdown and an extra point. With Acuna at first and two down. NFL preseason going on right now. College football on the horizon. Getting to that time of year. High school football starting up. The 1-0. This is high. Two balls, no strikes. We're two weeks away from the opening week of high school football in the state of Texas. You know, that's a big deal. Looking forward to that. If you're in the area and haven't been to a high school football game, you really should check one out. There's so much fun. Here's the stretch in the 2-0. Low off the outside corner, three balls and no strikes. Especially here in this area, some really good teams in Frisco. A bunch of 5A schools and then some really good 6A schools nearby as well in neighboring towns. 3-0. Low off the outside corner, ball four. So Acuna goes down to second, Foscue to first for Kellen Strom here in the sixth inning. 7-0 Frisco. McKinney ISD and Allen ISD have massive, beautiful stadiums. And they'll be starting up in just a couple weeks. 0-2 day for Kellen Strom with a walk and a run score. Acuna at second, Foscue at first, a good chance to add on. Fox ready from the stretch, he delivers. Fouled straight back, 0-1. Two runs in the third, one in the fourth, and four in the fifth inning for the Rough Riders, trying to continue that scoring trend. We have 7 runs on 10 hits so far tonight. Fox deals. Just high. Ball and a strike. And the catcher, Chandler Siegel, is going to go out and chat with him. They play Strom to the opposite field in the outfield, pretty much straight up in the infield. It's a little surprising. He has a knack for going the opposite way. A little bit more surprising that I wouldn't see him playing him more to the opposite field on the infield as well. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went with the slider. 1-2. Strom with 6 home runs this year. Fox, the right-hander, has his sign, comes set of the bell. Kicks in the 1-2. Chopper up the middle, right to Leyba at second. He takes to the bag at second himself and retires Foscue for the final out of the sixth inning. Well, the Rough Riders turned away. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. They still lead 7-0 as we roam to the top of the seventh, and Cody Bradford is back out for another inning. And Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford, a 1-2-3, top of the sixth inning, and he's out for the seventh. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you at Riders Field, and the first pitch from Bradford runs in there, and it's 0-1. Middle of the order due up for San Antonio as Bradford comes home. The 0-1 shot foul, and it's 0-2. As we saw against Amarillo, as Bradford's start matured, he got better. Later into the ballgame, his fifth inning of work was his finest. 10 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts. The 0-2 just missed inside, little low, and Rivas staying alive. 1-2. Bradford with 2 hits given up, 3 base runners total, and no runs to show for it. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 9 strikeouts for Cody Bradford. And there's one gone in the 7th. Got him with the high heater, and Rivas couldn't catch up to it. One gone for the third baseman, Juan Fernandez. He's 0-2. Ground out and a strikeout victim against Bradford tonight. And the Aledo, Texas native with one gone. First pitch. Hard, a blistered line drive into left field for a base hit. Fernandez hopping on the first pitch he sees and drops it into left field. That's the first hit for San Antonio since the fifth inning. Breaks up a streak of 5 in a row retired. Just the 5th pitch thrown by Bradford in this inning as he entered with over 80 exposed tonight. Bradford now facing Connor Kaiser. First pitch, fastball runs upstairs. Little outside, 1-0. Quick innings were key tonight for Bradford. He threw no more than 13 pitches through his first 3 innings of work. In the 4th, he threw 15. 1-0 offer. Swing and a miss. 89 miles an hour, and Kaiser couldn't catch up to it. It's 1-1. Runner at first base. And Ornelas at short, ready for a double play ball. The break even. Taken. Strike 2. Kaiser also 0-2 tonight, and also a ground out strikeout victim, just the same as Fernandez, who hopped on the first pitch from Bradford and dropped it into left field for a base hit. One ball, two strikes. Bradford comes home. Chopper back to the mound. Bradford off the bump. Check second, no play. He'll throw to first, and there's two gone. Doesn't want to force it, and of course, outs so imperative to him as he's looking for the final out in the top of the seventh to complete seven innings tonight. Seven for Bradford tonight would be a season high. He retired 18 batters on July 5th for six innings of work. And that was in San Antonio. That stood as his season high. Lefty-lefty, the pitch home. Fouled away. Bradford had six innings last year in Hickory twice and accomplished seven innings just once on August 18th for Frisco, and it was here against Arkansas. That was when he struck out nine and walked one. The 0-1 pitch. A little high and in. One ball, one strike. Fernandez at second as Bradford has spun a beauty tonight. Two outs in the top of the seventh and a chance to set a new season high. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He'd love to do it with his 10th strikeout of the night, but seven scoreless innings would be just fine nonetheless. Bradford on Acosta. Check second. The 1-2. In the air out to left center field and shallow. Strom charging in, and Biggers from left able to make the catch. Fernandez stranded at second in scoring position, and Cody Bradford, for the first time this season, notches seven innings, and they're all scoreless. Frisco in front, 7-0. We go to the stretch, and the Riders back to the plate after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Second arm out of the bullpen tonight for San Antonio. They turn to the right-hander, Kevin Copps, the native of Houston, Texas, taken in the third round in 2021. Copps set for his 33rd appearance of the season. All 32 have been at the AA level. First pitch, and it drops in there, a take and strike one. David Garcia, Jax Biggers, Josh Stowers to do it for Frisco after the stretch. No balls and a strike as Garcia skies one in the air, left shallow outfield. Kaiser, the shortstop, calls off Ornelas, and he makes a catch. Copps retiring his first batter faced, and there's one gone for Frisco in the bottom of the seventh. Riders back in the sixth inning. No runs on a hit. They left two stranded as Acuna with a base hit, notching 3 of 4 for the cycle. He picked up the hardest part on a triple back in the third inning. A line drive to Acosta in center went over his head. First pitch to Jax Biggers rings in 0-1. And always a fun time when San Antonio and Frisco go at it. A chance for college teammates to face off. Biggers with a drive out to center field. Hard off the bat, but right to Acosta in center. And he makes a catch. A couple Razorbacks go at it, but there's two gone as Copps wins the battle. Four pitches disposed by the right-hander. There's two gone. The flyouts to the outfield. And Kevin Copps at 25 years old standing on the mound. 1-1 this year with 32 appearances out of the bullpen. 39 strikeouts in 38 2/3. First pitch to Josh Stowers drops into the zone and it's 0-1. Righty-righty matchup in the pitch home. Stowers chasing one in the dirt. Just gets a hold of it. Fouls it away. And it looks like Chandler Siegel caught a nasty deflection of it behind the plate, so he'll take a moment. Copps faced Frisco twice back in April. He'd face him twice again at the end of May. Two appearances as Siegel continuing to take a moment behind home plate. Two appearances for Copps here at Riders Field on May 25th and 27th. Just needed him for an out on the 25th and then two outs recorded on the 27th. But it was in the recent series for Copps where he faced Frisco three times, and that was at the Wolf. And Chandler Siegel still down behind home plate. So Copps' pitcher will go to see what's going on with Chandler Siegel, who just caught a nasty deflection between the legs on a breaking ball down in the dirt. Stowers reached at. Siegel back up. Looks like he's sticking around for the ball game. It seems to be okay. Just needs to take a moment. How about Kevin Copps? Quickly in, taking over for Mason Fox. Six pitches, all of them strikes. And an 0-2 count on the right fielder, Josh Stowers. Siegel making his way back behind home plate. As Stowers sitting 0-2. It's been a good night for the right fielder, Josh Stowers. After Tuesday night, where he was able to reach base in three of his four trips to the plate, he's been 0-4 since, but tonight a walk and he came in to score in the third. And then after a strikeout in the fourth, a two-run double with the bases loaded in the fifth inning. That was kind of the statement of a four-run frame for Frisco. So the most recent runs to be driven in off the bat of Josh Stowers. Here he is with the bases clear and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Copps ready in the 0-2. Down and missing low. And Siegel looking to catch a break. Another breaking ball that he was a little bit quicker to react to this time. It's 1-2. Stowers ready from the right side. The pitch yanked up the third baseline and foul. Still 1-2. Arkansas currently tossing a no-hitter at home against Northwest Arkansas. Currently through 7 innings and no hits for the Naturals. 5 runs in for Arkansas. They lead it. 1-2 the pitch. Down and away. 2-2. Copps was motoring through his first inning of work here in this seventh. He got Garcia to fly out to left field on 2 pitches. Jax Biggers on 2 pitches to straightaway center. And then had Josh Stowers 0-2. The 2-2. High and inside. And the count's full to Stowers. 3-2. Jordan Procession, the bottom of the order, awaiting on deck. And will he see an at-bat? For Arkansas, it's currently a trio of pitchers. The 3-2, down and low for 4. And Josh Stower is fighting out from an 0-2 count to work a two-out walk. His second walk drawn tonight. And here comes Jordan Procession. Arkansas with a right-hander at just 22 years old. Prelander Baroa, if that's how it's spelled, that's how it's pronounced. Prelander Baroa tonight, 11 strikeouts and two walks in five innings of work at just 22 years old. First pitch to Procession, missing outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. He went five innings tonight, no hits, of course, no runs. And then Weeman and Haberer combining for two innings out of the pen. The 1-0. High drive out to right center field. Reyes coming in, and the right fielder camps underneath it and makes a catch. Procession a little bit too under that one. And a high fly out to right field ends the seventh inning. No runs, no hits for Frisco, but still out in front of San Antonio, 7-0 on Friday night. We go to the eighth from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford's beauty of a Friday night start coming to a close after seven scoreless innings. Rough Riders dipping into the bullpen for the first time tonight. And they bring in the native of Oklahoma City, Joe Corbett. 7-0, Rough Riders out in front as we're back in Frisco, Texas. Righty-lefty matchup, 8-9-1 due up for San Antonio. And Corbett's first pitch, a breaking ball missing down and outside. One ball, no strikes to Ripken Reyes. Cody Bradford, 9 punch-outs, no walks in 7 scoreless innings. The 1-0 outside. 2 balls, no strikes. For Bradford, it was a tough stretch for him recently to try to get through 6 innings of work. The 2-0. Rings in there on Reyes, and it's now 2-1. Of course, you think, I mean, it's got to be a sign of a good start, 6 innings, and getting through the 5th and getting 6 innings in the Texas League is a really good accomplishment. It's a 2-1 to Reyes missing. Now 3 balls and a strike, but was able to do it in catching up with them in San Antonio after 6 scoreless innings. Said it was just the best feeling in the world. 3 balls and a strike. Tapper off the bat of Reyes, and the count's now full. 3-2 to the right fielder, who's 1-for-2 tonight. Had a base hit on Bradford, one of just 3 hits he allowed, and only 1 base runner getting to second base. But Bradford with 7 tonight. It's a season high, and it ties a career high. Corbett facing Reyes, his first batter faced tonight. Long look in, now comes set from the right side. And the 3-2. Check swing, tapper, roller to Acuna, who comes in, flips to first in time. 4-3 ground out, and Joe Corbett sitting down his first batter face tonight. Here comes a wave as the Riders have one gone in the eighth.
Thoughts on the wave right now? It's 7-0 game.
It's kind of hit. I mean, I think if you're getting like obliterated at home and there's the wave going on and the fans are just having a great time, it kind of stings a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where you see the wave out of context a lot. It's home fans just hammering the wave.
I think it's a little bit different in the minors, though, right?
Yeah, it's. I mean, at the major league level, the wave is. I feel like with more fans, it's kind of more of a spectacle. But you're going to get, I feel like you get more people that are going to be in it at a minor league baseball game. Ready, ready, as Corbett set to face Chandler Siegel. First pitch, drops in there, and it's 0-1. This is not Chandler Siegel. Looks like San Antonio going to Alison Quintero. Next toss, down and outside. And it's now 1-1. Siegel took a nasty deflection back in the bottom of the eighth inning. Should say seventh inning, and that's likely what has him out of the lineup. So Quintero will take over the rest of the way. Next toss is a swing and a miss. And Corbin in front, 1-2. I feel like we keep saying we might not see a better pitching performance, or that might be the best pitching performance. Talking about Tim Brennan. The 1-2. Back to the net. I guess case in point, we've been treated to some really strong pitching on the starting side of things, especially lately. We just got one tonight.
Yeah, we certainly did. The Rough Riders in August have had a really good starting pitching performances really the entire month.
Corbett ready in the 1-2. Down and inside. Counts evened up.
Had a 3.25 ERA as a starters in this month. That was entering into this game, so that's only going down. It's been really impressive.
Quintero steps out from the right side. Bradford entered as the innings pitched leader and the starts leader.
Wow, pitch clock violation.
That was a pitch clock violation. Got past me. And so that'll go down as a strikeout on Quintero. And there's two outs.
It's only the third or fourth time we've seen that on a strikeout this year.
Quintero was pinch hitting there. New into the ballgame for Chandler Siegel taking over. So that's his first at bat. Here's the top of the order. First time tonight, Domingo Leyva can bat from the left side. And the first pitch from Joe Corbett rings in there, 0-1. Leyva, the second baseman, a switch hitter, as Zach has mentioned, 1-for-3. Base hit for him, ground out, fly out, the 0-1. Catches the zone, down and in. Quickly 0-2 on Domingo Leyva. No Fernando Tatis Jr. for San Antonio the rest of the way. They didn't have him in last night's contest. Tatis in the first two ball games for San Antonio. What an impact he made on Tuesday night. Wednesday night was the Tim Brennan start. Frisco shutout win. The 0-2. High drive out to right field. Stower is going back. And it's Strom who meets him at the track. Stower is making the catch. 358 off the bat of Domingo Leyva. And that's his deepest drive of the night. But hauled in out in right field. Joe Corbett coming in from the Frisco bullpen. A 1-2-3 inning for him. Riders leading 7-0. We start the bottom of the eighth inning next.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the eighth inning starting now for Frisco. Kevin Cox, the righty reliever, back on the mound, and the Riders with a top of the order due up. 1-2-3 from Ornelas Acuna and Krim. 7-0 Riders on Friday night. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, pleased to be with you on this August 12th. Approaching 9:30 from Frisco, Texas. Cops to Ornelas the pitch. 87 miles an hour. Starts him off backwards, and it's 0-1. Cops took over to begin the seventh inning of work against Frisco. The 0-1. Drive into center field from Ornelas, right to Acosta. The center fielder comes in, makes a catch. It was a quick start for Cops. In the seventh inning, two-pitch flyout to David Garcia. Now a two-pitch flyout from Ornelas. And here comes Luis Angel Acuna. A home run shy of the first Rough Riders cycle in franchise history. One swing of the bat could do it. First pitch to him. Inside, it scoots him back, 1-0.
And the bad news is Kevin Copps has only allowed three homers all year. One of the things that makes him so effective, he's so good at inducing ground balls.
1-0. Pulled out low of the zone. One ball, one strike, as it was able to just catch the strike zone on the 20-year-old Acuna. Kevin Copps at 25. 1-1. 82 miles an hour, and Acuna keeps the bat on his shoulder. It catches the zone. 0-2, 1-2, should say. Base is clear, one out for him. The 1-2, down and outside. Slips between the legs of Alisson Quintero, who stays into the ballgame after pinch hitting for starting catcher Chandler Siegel. Quintero starting the inning behind home plate. He'll be there the rest of the way. Two balls, two strikes. Cops coming set. And the pitch outside. Three balls, two strikes. A walk here not good for the cycle crowd, as this likely and certainly can be the final at-bat of the night for Acuna. The pitch. Called strike three. Got him on a breaking ball down and in. And Acuna goes down watching. Two gone. That's tough. Had an opportunity, but still can't take away from what a ball game it's been for Acuna. Just his second time retired. Triple in the third inning, double in the fifth, and a base hit in the sixth. Blaine Krim now on the first pitch. Breaks his bat on a chopper third base side, and it's foul. And Krim will need a new bat. Cops got him inside at 87 miles an hour. And Krim left with a toothpick in his hands. Kept it the whole way up the first base side with him. Fire starter off the bat for Blaine Krim. And now 0-1. Eight hitless innings for Arkansas at home. I think that one goes. Northwest Arkansas pitching this year has been really, really good. Northwest Arkansas, 13-23 in the second half. Been a tough go. They've allowed 270 runs Meanwhile, Frisco 202 scored, 163 allowed. No balls and a strike to Blaine Prim as he turns one over third base side on two hops to Fernandez. Throws to first in time. And that'll do it. Five batters faced for Kevin Copps. And he exits the eighth inning with no hits on his night. Frisco scoreless in the eighth inning, and we go to the final frame from Riders Field. Zach Bigley back with you, looking to take us home on a Friday night. Riders in front, 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's run!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders in control, leading 7-0 over the top of San Antonio. And Tristan Polley comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen, taking over for Joe Corbett. Looking to put the finishing touches on what would be the 10th shutout for the Rough Riders this season. It would be their fourth head-to-head against San Antonio this year. Molly, the left-hander out of Indiana State, face Tirso Ornelas, Yorman Rodriguez, Webster Rivas, 2-3-4. Seven runs, 10 hits, one error for the Rough Riders. No runs, three hits, no errors for San Antonio. Pauly from the stretch, the pitch. Ornelas takes a strike in the inside corner, 0-1. Tristan Pauly this year with the Rough Riders, a 3.79 ERA. 0-1. Slips outside, count to 1-1. Making his 16th appearance, 19 innings for him. 17 walks to 13 strikeouts. 1-1. Chopper right side, easy play for Krim at first. He takes it the forehand side, flips underhand to Polly. He covers the bag in his position very nicely. One out. Yorman Rodriguez now, 7-0. Frisco out in front, top nine. Really complete ball game for the Rough Riders offensively, pitching-wise. One of the best starts of the season, as Chris has talked about, from Cody Bradford. Seven innings, shutout baseball. Longest shutout performance by any Rough Riders pitcher this year. Second seven-inning performance by a Riders arm. Pitch to Rodriguez. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Zach Kent, the only other Rough Riders starter this year to go seven frames. He allowed a run in that start against Wichita earlier this year. Pauly ready from the stretch. 1-0 pitch. Check swing, and he went around on a pitch in the dirt. Count to 1-1. Things much better on this side. Seven shutout innings for Cody Bradford. 1-1. High off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders pitching continues to dominate in this month of August. They had a 3 ERA in the month of August as a team. is third in the league. 2-1. High and tight. 3-1. And they look to improve to 7-3 in the month of August as well. Really good series last week against Amarillo. Pauly ready from the stretch. And he flicks in the 3-1. High and outside. Ball 4. Oh, one out free pass to Yorman Rodriguez. Webster Rivas stands in now. He was the ninth strikeout victim his last time up of Cody Bradford. He's 0 for 3 tonight. 2 strikeouts. Tough series for him. 0 for 15 for Rivas. Still looking for that first hit. Came into this series hitting 286. First pitch. Just off the outside corner. 1-0. And the former big leaguer hitting 245. Pauly ready from the stretch. And the 1-0 toss. Down low and inside. Possession blocks. 2-0. Rough Riders leading 7-0 here in the ninth. Chris talked about that no-hitter that's currently in the top of the ninth inning for Arkansas against Northwest Arkansas. And the Travelers no-hitting the Naturals. They're in the top of the ninth with 2 outs down to their final out. Here's the stretch. 2-0. Down low and inside. 3-0 to Rivas. Braden Shipley, the side armor, is on in relief for Arkansas. It's their fifth pitcher used tonight. 3-0. Just high. Ball 4. Back-to-back walks for Tristan Pauly. 1 down and Juan Fernandez steps in. 7-0 Frisco here in the ninth. Procession goes out and chats with Pauly. That's 2-2 now on Tyler Gentry for Northwest Arkansas. Braden Shipley 1 strike away from a no-hitter. Procession back behind home. Pauly trying to put the finishing touches on this one now. Stretch in the pitch. This is outside and breaking ball to Fernandez, and it's 1-0. Infield up the middle, a double play depth with 1 out, and Pauly steps off. The stretch. Pitch in. Just low of the zone, 2-0. Pauly having a tough time finding the zone here in the ninth. Rough Riders scoring their runs tonight. 2 runs in the third, 1 run in the fourth, and 4 in the fifth inning. 2-0 pitch. That one finds the inside corner, a called strike. Fastball from Pauly, and it's 2-1. Fernandez 1 for 3 tonight, singled back in the seventh. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Snapped off the breaking ball on him. 2-2. We check back in on the Arkansas score, and it's a walk with 2 outs. So second base runner of the ball game for Northwest Arkansas. On the second walk. So no hitter is still intact. Or I should say fourth walk of the game. 2-2 on Fernandez, the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a slider, lower the zone. 2 down in the first strikeout for Tristan Pauly, and Rough Riders are 1 out away from a 7-0 win. They're in the fourth game of this series, looking to tie up this series at 2 games apiece. Pauly peers in for his sign. Kaiser in from the right side. First base. So we're going to foul off Procession, and it's 0-1. Riders catcher. Two aboard. Rough Riders are in control, though. Oh, there it is. It's gone final. Arkansas has thrown a no-hitter. Congratulations to the Travelers. When it's 6-0 with a no-hitter over Northwest Arkansas. 0-1. Misses low of the zone. One ball, one strike. Five pitcher, no-hitter for the Travs. Pauly looks in for his sign. The pitch. Line drive over the third baseman Foscu and a foul ball. Just barely foul down the left field side. And it's 1-2. Fans getting behind Tristan Pauly. 1-2 on Kaiser. Looking for a 7-0 victory on this Friday night. Pauly ready from the stretch. The 1-2. Outside. Missed with the slider. 2-2. Rivas at first. Rodriguez at second. Pauly ready from the stretch. He kicks and brings it in. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Riders win it 7-0 on this Friday night. Dominating stuff for Tristan Pauly. Rough Riders pitch their 10th shutout of the season. And Frisco has shut out the Missions 4 times. Big-time win for the Rough Riders, doing a little bit of everything on all sides of the baseball. You'll hear more about it from Chris Jarrett on the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network before postgame fireworks as the Rough Riders picking up their second win of the week and they even up the series. Both wins this week over San Antonio in shutout style. Frisco giving up just 3 hits tonight behind Cody Bradford's 7 innings of work and all 7 scoreless, no walks, 9 strikeouts for Cody Bradford. It's back-to-back wins as he's now 8-6 on the season. Frisco offensively firing as they finish 6-for-13 with runners in scoring position. and led by Luis Angel Acuna. 3 for 5 with 3 runs scored tonight at the plate. A 2-run triple in the third inning, had an RBI double in the fifth, picked up a base hit in the sixth inning. And the 20-year-old falling 1 hit shy, needed a homer of a cycle. Riders get the 7-0 victory and are making their way towards the clubhouse before some Friday night fireworks. And the Rough Riders now with the win, 22-15 and 58-48 on the season. We'll step aside for the first time in the post-game show on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back and take one final trip around the Texas League tonight and preview tomorrow's starting pitching matchup. Riders win 7-0, the final score, and we'll talk about it next on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders win Friday night, 7-0 our final score as we're back on the postgame show. Chris Jarrett rejoining you before postgame fireworks. Looks like Midland going to keep up their winning ways. They've got the bases loaded against Tulsa. The Drillers tonight with just 2 runs on 8 hits. Midland leading Tulsa on the road 5-2 the score. As it's a good night for Frisco to win. They're 2 games behind Midland for first in the South. And just can't catch Midland on a bad night. Last night, the Rockhounds falling as Frisco fell as well. And so that one's still going. Wichita and Corpus Christi in the bottom of the eighth. The wind surge in front, 7-3. That one at Riverfront Stadium. Amarillo and Springfield, 8-7 in Hodgetown as the Soddies scoring 4 in the bottom of the seventh to take the lead. They entered the seventh inning trailing 7-3. Springfield scored 4 in the top of the third inning. And then the no-hitter, Arkansas with the dominant 6-0 win over Northwest Arkansas tonight. And boy, what a start for the 22-year-old for Arkansas, Baroa. He picks up the win, 5 innings of work, 11 punch-outs and just 2 walks. And that was that's a heck of a ball game. Arkansas picking up another no-hitter this year. And the Clubs had a lot of success on the pitching side of things. Tomorrow night's broadcast, same time, Saturday night, as Frisco set for either Zach Kent or Avery Weems should be. Antoine Kelly, the only listed starter the rest of the way. And Kelly, 2-4-5 after his AA debut coming last Sunday. And boy, was that one a fun one to watch after 3 2/3. Tomorrow night's ball game, a 7:05 start time on August 13th. We'll be live on the pregame show at about 6:35, and pregame coverage coming your way a quarter to the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Rough Riders even up the series tonight. Riders win 7-0, out hitting San Antonio 10-3 tonight behind Cody Bradford's brilliant 7 scoreless innings of work. And a 3-for-5 night at the plate for Luis Angel Acuna. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. My broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett. Thanks so much for tuning in to Rough Riders Baseball. Have a great start to your weekend as we continue to push into the weekend. And certainly excited to come back with more Riders Baseball tomorrow night. Chris Jarrett signing off from Frisco, Texas. Have a great rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.